The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, details of a draft memo published over the weekend has revealed that mica-affected homeowners were likely to be offered a 100% grant for all remediation work, but capped at €420,000. Mica Action Group campaigners have hit out at the plan, saying it doesn't go far enough, it punishes the owner and more. And joining me now to discuss it is Mica campaigner Paddy Diver. Paddy, good morning.
Good morning there.
The last time we spoke to you, you were actually in Dublin protesting, and you're thinking you might have to do it again.
It's looking like we're going to have to do it again. If any Rodney Edwards interviews or article has anything to go with. Like, it's so maddening for me that they're painting out this big muff of 420,000, and to the whole of Ireland to let them all think it. Oh, sure, Jacobs, what's wrong with them? They're getting 420,000. How can they not fix their house for that? Well, that's what you would think. But the problem is the devil's in the detail, and that means that there's only 18% of the people, that's for those serious large homes. But the average size houses is never getting their houses fixed out there. Our problem there is we're down to a square foot. They're more or less, to make it simple, they're more or less telling you on one hand, it's €138 a square foot, that's what you're getting to fix your average size house. And the next one at them, the Donegal County Council is up here, they've entered the government, and they've more or less got 43 houses passed at €150 a square foot. So If the housing authority can't do it for less than €150 a square foot, how is a homeowner supposed to do it? There's not a contractor in Ireland that could be fit to fix a house for €138 a square foot. That's the bottom line. So that leaves us back to square one. The scheme could actually be worse than the last with the inflation prices. But what's so maddening is this big picture they keep putting in.
I'm just trying to work this out. 420,000. If you take that €138 per square foot, it means you're talking about pretty big homes.
No,
3,000 square foot homes.
Come here. It's a 1,700 square foot house. It's the exact same. They don't get up to 420,000 to fix their house. If a square foot rate in their house, that means they'll only get about 200,000 plus a little bit to fix their house. Not every house gets to this big 420,000. This is the picture that they've painted, and it's like they're trying to turn the people against each other and more or less divide and conquer. Let the rest of Ireland think, what's wrong with these people? But what the rest of Ireland needs to know is, it's not 420,000. Nobody's getting that. So when it comes to your county, and there's loads of counties, there's six counties, and Tipperary at the moment is rife there now. They're really heading home what's happening there. So what happens here today, people, could be happening to any county in Ireland coming shortly. So don't be under the illusion that, oh, them people are getting the 420,000, they'll be grand. It could be in your door next week. And when you get to find the devil in the detail, hardly nobody's getting near a 420,000 that they're painting this big picture. That's only a muff. It's not a square foot rate cannot be done. Listen, what we would more or less tell everybody, if you think you can fix this our house, nobody wants to make no money here. Just we want to get our lives back, get our houses fixed, let our children live in a safe home. That's all we want, is get end this torture.
Now, the reason I suppose that people need to get help is because they've taken out mortgages on the construction of their homes, and therefore they would still owe the bank an awful lot of money if they had to knock the house and they had nothing left. So they'd either have to get out a bigger mortgage, which might not be sustainable, they mightn't even get one from a bank, or else they have to be helped in some way by government. But the problem, Paddy, is that a lot of people are saying, you know, I'm on the housing list, I can't afford to get a house. I'd love to get 300 grand from the state so I could go out and buy a house. What do you say to people who feel like that?
Well, the bottom line is, it's not our fault that this has happened. Everybody knows whose fault it is. It's not our fault. But listen, if it gets to the stage, everybody's going to have to turn around and if they don't get the houses fixed, everybody's going to be on the housing list. There's a housing crisis just ready to happen here if this happens. If it can't come, a 50-year-old, the bank's not giving a 50-year-old person a right to remortgage a house. and they can't get the house fixed. The house is going to end up derelict. They're going to be falling down. The people's going to more or less give the keys back to the banks. There's a massive big picture going to go out here. People will not be fit to fix their houses. They will not be fit to get the money at this current scheme with the 138 square foot rate. Forget about this 420. I'm being honest. Forget about it. Think of the square foot. Now, this 138 square foot. People will not get fixed.
Does this all arise because people have built effectively their own houses rather than using, you know, a big contractor who builds 40 or 50 houses in a housing estate, and which houses normally would be bonded for structural use at least for a 10-year period? Is it that most of the houses are actually one-offs?
No, that picture was painted as well. And when the fax was going on there, there was only. I think it was 35 or 40% was self-built. The rest was all done through the contractors. Hey, listen, it's all been signed off by engineers, architects, the mortgage crowd. Everything's been done by the regulations. It's the same as our own local Donegal County Council. They've built tax offices, schools, extensions, swimming pools, council houses. There's a massive oversight here. The people have been massively let down by the government, and that's just being honest. And if it's a Minister of Housing is there, and if you're in for a Minister of Housing, you have to stand up for the people. We are people, not numbers. It's not just Donegal. Yeah. It's not Donegal against everybody. We're people, not numbers.
Paddy, I spoke to the minister about it, and I said, you know, the problem here arose from concrete blocks being made out of a substance that was rich in mica, that should not have been rich in mica, not fit to make structurally sound concrete blocks. And I said, what about the people who supplied that material? And he, as I recollect, said something like, we'll have to go after them too.
Yeah, no. But they're not, like, they say these things in the papers and they get a big headline. We're going to go after the manufacturers, they turn around and say, but they don't. 4 years ago, they turned around and said that they're going to get the banks to come in and help us here. 4 years later, your man comes out and says, yeah, we're going to get in talks with the banks. And then last 4 years, they didn't even get in talk to the banks. They keep putting out these big pictures. Like the last thing they turn around and says, all the Mica homeowners are going to be property exempt. They won't have to pay their property tax. The only way you could get into that was you had to pay £7,000 to get on the scheme, and when you get on the scheme, then you would get it. They paint these big pictures. Everybody knows what the government is like at the moment. Listen, they're starting to let down a lot of people here, and if they don't start standing up for the people, well, they're in serious trouble because
they're also talking about a levy on the construction industry that would help pay this, because it's a huge amount of money. There's no question about it, in excess of a couple of billion. And that's a figure that's only likely to rise one way or the other. So a levy on the construction industry, many of the people who are members of the Federation would say, hang on a second, we didn't cause any of this. We're not going to pay.
Oh, listen, hey. You would nearly think that's understandable, wouldn't you? But the crazy thing about this is, see, 10 years ago, whenever the past and present governments here now, they were told, the emails said, they're just effective, the materials going on here. There's houses starting to crumble. What do? They keep buying it. They kept using taxpayers' money to build a big £2 million tax office, to build swimming pools, to build extensions, to build council houses. They kept pumping, using taxpayers' money. And look at themselves. How much money would they have saved if they would have listened? Every single year, this campaign hasn't just started this year. It's gone on for 10 years. The government's known for 10 years. If they would have stopped it even 5 years ago, they would have halved the price.
Yeah, of course, many of the quarries closed down and out of business. And if you run a limited company, you can actually shut yourself down and walk away. And that's the reality, no matter what business you're in. Paddy, we have to leave it there. Paddy Diver, who's a Mica campaigner, and it looks like those protests will not be quelled by the memo that went to Cabinet and may become the rule as the Cabinet decides.